Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. Thank you so much for listening here. Today I have Christine Powers coming up. She's the founder of the Philosopher's Camp, which takes place in the Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York. It's a fantastic thing. I'm so excited about it. She's taken over 160 years ago, deep in the Adirondack Mountains, thought leaders gathered into the wilderness led by Ralph Waldo Emerson and under Transcendentalists at the time they were called. What were they up to? Why is it critical for our time today? As we know, it certainly is for us to self-reflect and have some personal growth here. And why is now the time for this legendary camp to reoccur? So Christine's the producer of the camp, which is happening, the one I'm going to is September 25th. I'm very excited to be there. And she's a world-class soprano and an inspirational leader who amplifies the amplifiers. She empowers those in the front lines of humanity to lead further and deeper, pulling us forward into the transcendent world. She is the founder of the Philosopher's Camp, with other facilitators as well. She's built this refuge for deep healing in the Adirondack Mountains of New York, which offers rejuvenation, learning, and co-creation while a micro-momentary community. So that means people gather, they have an amazing experience together, then they take that to the four corners of the earth here, And she's having trouble getting online. She's way out in the boonies. And let me see. Let me get her here. She's trying to call in here, and we will get her in 1 second. So this goes way back. I'm from Boston personally, and this goes way back to Walden Pond, which was done in the mid-1858, so well over, 100 years ago. Time's flying, make that 150 years ago. Absolutely amazing. And they just really sought refuge in nature. Not that we don't have enough chaos going on, but there was back then, too. We have Christine on the line. Let me get her.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, there you are. You had me worried here. So anyway, I went over here to Ohio. I had time. I know it's Labor Day, but that's in the personal growth business.
I'm very excited to be with you.
Great. Well, I went over your credentials there while I was waiting for you to call in here. So it's just amazing. 160 years ago, people were of this mindset to explore things in a different way. So I went over your bio where I had time to do it. So what happened in 1858 with Ralph Waldo Emerson's Philosopher's Camp and his group of intellectuals, and why is it important to resurrect this today?
In 1858, there was an expedition led by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who is very well known, the most well-known transcendentalist. Transcendentalists were a philosophical movement, mainly in the northeastern United States, but it did spread globally and to Europe. And it basically put forth that we are divine, and we're not just a spark or a flame or a blink of an eye, but that we are divine, and that by connecting with our nature, in nature, we can have a purposeful life. So a lot of people know about Henry David Thoreau living on Walden Pond. There were a lot of things going on in the background that made this somewhat heretical. For instance, Ralph Waldo Emerson was excommunicated, if you will, but banned from Harvard because he was so controversial. So there was this young journalist and painter from where I grew group, actually Schenectady, New York, right near where I grew up, who mm-hmm. convinced all these intellectuals, not just transcendentalists, but the very famous Swiss scientist Agassiz, and August Hoare, who was eventually the Attorney General for the United States for Abraham Lincoln. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow declined because he knew Emerson was getting a gun to go on this expedition. He thought he'd kill everybody. Oliver Wendell Holmes went. So it was a very fascinating group. And the whole purpose was to retreat to the pristine, and I mean utterly pristine, wilderness of the Adirondack Mountains. It was considered one of the last, you know, undisturbed places in, you know, what was considered Eastern, you know, continental America at the time.
Yeah.
And they went very specifically for the whole month of August to rejuvenate their health, to explore their spirituality, to make scientific discoveries, to cross-pollinate ideas. And the backdrop for this, which is really fascinating, is that it was on the eve of the Civil War, 1858. And they actually stopped on the way to see John Brown in Keysville, New York. And Emerson was actually one of his financiers, and a lot of the transcendentalists were. And he was the one that started the rebellion at Harper's Ferry. He was arrested and hung, and that began the Civil War. So this was an incredibly important time. This was an incredibly important meeting, because the fact that these learned and respected and famous men went to the mountains for a month to rejuvenate,
mm-hmm.
this gave credibility to the conservation movement that began about 40 years later, because the Adirondacks became just like, you know, anywhere else. They were pillaged, and loggers and train robber barons, and, you know, the tourists came and began to destroy. And so what we have today is a 6 million acre state park that you can fit, I think, 3 or 4 of the national parks in. I live in the heart of it.
Wow.
I live in the heart of the Adirondack Park, and 6 million acres have been saved for wilderness, for the enjoyment of man, for our restoration and our good health. So that is the backdrop. Why today? Today.
we're
on the eve
of a quagmire, just globally, not just locally, but globally as well.
Yeah.
So certainly we're living in challenging times and really need the solace of nature. I think mankind has disregarded, let's say, their human roots based in nature as opposed to technology and urban areas. So I think it's a different way for us to focus. But what inspired you to turn from singing to creating a wilderness camp in the first place?
Yeah, so for your listeners, I'm a professional operatic soprano, and I have spent a large part of my life singing and bringing transformation and beautiful music, beautiful eclectic music, to really open and awaken hearts. And somewhere along the line in the past 5 years, my husband and I picked up a piece of land deep in the southern Adirondacks, and I'm deeply intuitive, and I would come here for weekends, and I would start to hear, I started to hear whispers of intuition, and I was getting very specific words like sovereignty, self-reliance, cross-pollination,
mm-hmm.
divinity, and I knew from being an English major in college that I was hearing words that were related to the transcendentalists. And I had a burning passion to bring people here. We were offered 100 acres surrounding the tiny parcel that we already owned. And I have been very passionate about bringing people together. And so I began to piece together my passion and what I was hearing. And I didn't quite know what I was going to do with it, but I knew I wanted to start a refuge for people here on my mountain. And then the most amazing thing happened. On the inauguration day in 2017, in January, I actually took myself on a trip, and I went to one of the women's marches. And while I was driving home, I took a day for myself. It was a deeply, deeply pivotal day for me. I managed to stop and have a long cup of tea with some locals up in Scroon Lake. And before the end of the conversation, I shared with them my vision, and they both turned to me at the same time and they said, "Oh, you mean a philosopher's camp." So the very first time I heard about what happened here in these same mountains in my backyard, created by a man who grew up in the town next to me, and the philosopher's camp happened at a lake that I've actually camped on several times. So the parallels are really wild. I heard this on inauguration. I heard this on inauguration day. And that was the day that all the pieces flew together. And I knew in my heart I needed to create this. And I had visions for a long time that I was going to do a global movement related to my singing. And I just couldn't get it going. You know, it sounded great on paper, and it seemed like the thing I should be doing because of the gifts I have. But in the end, the passion wasn't there. And then this came along, and I couldn't sleep. You know, I was up at all hours and creating and imagining and visioning. So I just surrendered to it. And I said, you know, the singing can go on the side for now, and I'll always sing. Right. But what I thought my head, you know, in my head was the most brilliant plan, was not in my heart. And this has etched in my heart and my soul. And so there is not a day that has gone by in the last 2.5 years where I have not lived and breathed creating a space to amplify the amplifiers through the Philosopher's Camp.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So what are some of the foundational teachings of the Philosopher's Camp? Like, I know you mentioned the Philosopher's Compass as well.
Right. Yeah, so the camp, the people who are drawn to this camp are what I call revolutionary leaders. And they, what we're seeing is a fascinating mix of thought leaders and authors and folks who are engaged in bringing transformation to the world every day, like you, like I consider you in that category, very powerfully so, who come and they rejuvenate and rest. And that is part of the most important thing that things that happens here. And there's another group that is really coming to the forefront of who comes here. And those are the CEOs, these are executives, business leaders who are also really powerful, but they're awakening spiritually and they're not quite sure what to do with it, but they know something is going on. This is a perfect, perfect place for them to come and explore what's in their heart and how they can, you know, really just shift what they're doing, really with their minds and their energy, nothing more, you know, to bring upliftment and to serve the world at this time of a lot of, you know, chaos and acceleration. So the compass, the Philosopher's Compass was co-originated by myself and Barbara Whitman, who led the very first camp with me. She's a German author, and she works a lot with executives. She's fantastic. And it's a new medicine wheel for Humanity, and it's elegant and simple. A good way to think about it is like a real compass. We always want to know where our true north is. We always want to know if we're on the right path. We want to know how to get to where we're going. And so instead of using a global positioning system, the compass is what I call an inner positioning system. And so it's divided into four very powerful realms of mastery. And that includes the naturalist and the muse and the alchemist and the spiritual warrior. And so it's a very, very simple structure that is easily incorporated into your background operating system. And we've had about 30 people come through the camp in the first year. And for those people, the majority use the compass in our everyday language when we speak to each other. We're also forming a powerful global network together. And the compass is also applicable to anyone, whether they're an executive or they are a student or a teenager. It's a beautiful, beautiful set of teachings that that you can get here. And I've also taught it the last year to dozens and dozens of people who have come to workshops and on online course that I've offered.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So what is the profession Phoenix? By the way, I think our listeners at Conscious Connection would like to know what that is. Did you mean professional Phoenix or?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do first with the compass is I'll give you the first realm of the naturalist, which is basically what happens at a philosopher's camp. First you restore and you rejuvenate. And when you do that, you open the space for the second essential quality, which is curiosity. And we begin to ask questions that we never would ask before because we're just so busy in our lives. There's no time for contemplation or reflection. And so when people are here on the mountain, we spend a good portion of the retreat just scraping them off the ceiling, right? Mm-hmm. And as participants have said, you know, off the walls, off the floor, you know, just we do all kinds of beautiful little things to support their bodies in resting really deeply and their minds. So when curiosity begins to show up, we then have an opportunity to take a look at our life, and we can't help but notice things that are out of alignment. And so the third essential quality is that we make friends with death. And we do that by walking in the woods, right? The woods and the forest. I live in a mountain forest, a transitional forest. That is the biodiversity of our forest here is shocking. But we have a very richly diverse forest. And so when we take a walk in the woods, like the Transcendentalists did, and like we do at Philosopher's Camp, and like we do with the compass, we notice that perfection of the life cycle of death and then rebirth and then growth and then decay. So we become comfortable with death, and that's a little death of ourselves. Every time we shed something that doesn't serve us anymore, every time we shed a layer, we're dying to ourselves over and over. And so part of the compass, by the time we get to the realm of the alchemist, and part of that journey is we go from just making friends with death to, really being so comfortable with transformation that we could be called professional phoenixes. You know, we know that shedding these layers happens. It can happen daily. I mean, when you're really accelerated on the spiritual path, living an awakened life, you can be shedding little pieces of yourself that fast. And so So there's no fear of it anymore. There's no angst, and we don't lose ourselves in it, because the professional phoenix has the capacity to also be the observer and the witness. And so there's a big piece of ourselves that knows this is very natural. It's part of the rhythm of being human. And, you know, so it's kind of a joke, but we're, you know, anyone who's come through the Philosopher's Camp and works with the compass is a professional phoenix.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So do you do the Philosopher's Camp anywhere else other than, you know, where you live in the Adirondacks?
We do. In 2020, we are thrilled that we just put together the details. We will be going to Peru. And isn't that great? Yeah. So one of our I'm very blessed in the company that I keep. And I have amazing colleagues that have contributed to the camp and come to the camp. And one of those is a man named Daniel Gutierrez, who is also an elder. He's one of our elders in residence, and he is one of our co-facilitators this year. So he has a retreat center in Peru. And so we are taking Philosopher's Camp on the road for our first international retreat next May. And that will be in Pisac, Peru. And what's really beautiful about Philosopher's Camp is the model can really go anywhere in the world where the land, right, the land holds those vibrations of great wisdom and sacredness and teachings. So we are also looking at going to Germany and going to Western Ireland as other places that we want to go to next, but we are definitely going to Peru, in addition to three camps that will happen next summer in the Adirondacks.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And I want to get you out here to Joshua Tree to do a desert version in the winter if you want a little less snow.
You know, it is, I can't wait to go. I had the great gift of going to Joshua Tree and Palm Springs, let's see, it was 2005. And that place has been calling me and calling me. And yeah, so that is something that you and I have on our radar as well, which I'm really excited about.
Sure. November, when you're on the West Coast here. So I think Yvonne is very, very powerful place, and talk about a place for stone people. Wow, it's one of the best in the world. So let's see, where are we now? So what do people need to know, like our listeners of Conscious Connection, how to thrive in their acceleration, especially in this chaotic world, which seems like everything's falling apart locally and planetary as we speak. So how do people accelerate in this challenging time?
Yeah, well, I love this simple teaching, which is so profound. It's just, it's always you with you, me with me. And so, you know, even just looking at the fires right now and various things, you know, everything is an outer reflection of the reality that we create. And so I look at it this way, and I look at, you know, climate change is something really important to me. And in fact, Philosopher's Camp is dedicated to supporting clean water in the Adirondacks and around the world. And the way that we work with this is that we all have this deep, deep, deep wisdom. And this is one of the foundational energies of the camp. It's Sophia. And it's that wisdom that is like from the womb of creation, from the matrix itself. It's outside of space and time. So it's our divine nature, and it's access to divine universal knowledge. And when we are operating from that place, we know, we just know in our bones, literally, we know in our bones that all is well. And that what's happening on our planet and what's happening to us as a species right now is just a blink of a nanosecond of an eye. And our sole task is to cool those fires within, to have an inner climate mm-hmm. that is balanced and harmonious, and to take mm-hmm. care of ourselves, because then what happens is we emanate that outward naturally, and that's how we impact what's happening. And so the role of the Philosopher's Camp is to literally amplify the amplifiers and to create exponential change by supporting those who are on the front lines of humanity, those who are awake, those who are taking inspired action to do something to ease our way as consciousness shifts on the planet. You know, this is the place to come to rejuvenate and expand your energetic footprint and then anchor it, right? So, for instance, going back to my idea, remember my idea, I was going to have this global movement with my singing. Well, it was a fabulous idea, but it never went anywhere because I wasn't with it energetically. And so mm-hmm. we can have the best plans. We can have the best funnels. We can have the best audience. We can have the best of everything. But if we don't embody it, and if we're not anchored and centered, we're not going to have an impact. So at Philosopher's Camp, and then the community that has built around, the year-round community that has built around this, we are absolutely dedicated to supporting each other in expanding our energetic capacity to hold what's happening on the planet, to hold what's happening with ourselves, and then anchor it. And the more we expand and deepen, the more we can impact the world through our actions, but also through just our thoughts. So this is the work of Philosopher's Camp. And we work mm-hmm. with the climate within, the wilderness within, right? When we are in harmony with ourselves and we go exploring, mm-hmm. Then mm-hmm. we naturally emanate what is needed in the world. And there's no efforting. There's no pain. And I have to say, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. So we do it in community. Yeah, we do it in community together.
That's what's great. And that's so much missing with our species. So it's absolutely wonderful you're creating this. Now, you have an offer for our listeners of Conscious Connection today. We only have about 2 minutes left, Christine. So you are offering a free booklet, Take Back Your Time in 5 Minutes.
Yeah, I really encourage everybody to go get this. It's at restyourbrain.today. And restyourbrain.today. And that's exactly what it is. So it's a series of little exercises and things that you can do in chunks as little as 5 minutes to regain your focus. Yeah, to regain your focus, to rest. To do a virtual walk in nature. So it's this beautiful, beautiful booklet. And the booklet itself is very restorative and beautiful. So it's an educational piece with simple practices on how and why we've lost our focus in this accelerating world and how to get it back, how to get yourself back in really super simple, easy ways. So that's a free gift, and I encourage everyone to get it.
Oh, yes, and I'll put that on the link to our show as well so people can sign up for it. And if you'd like to find more out about the Philosopher's Camp, is it best to go to your website, www.christinepowers.com?
Well, they can certainly go there. And then from there, there's a link to philosophers.camp.com. So either would be perfect.
Okay, great. I'll put those links on our post here as soon as I get it processed through Blog Talk. Well, Christine, it's absolutely wonderful. We only have about 30 seconds left, so I just want to let our listeners know at Conscious Connection here, I've been interviewing Christine Powers, and the Philosopher's Camp retreat she does in the Adirondacks in New York. I'm so excited to be there participating at the end of September. And being an ex-Bay Stater from Massachusetts, I haven't seen fall foliage in like 30 years. So I'm very excited to, hopefully the trees will be very colorful while I'm there as I deeply introspect during the program. Well, I want to thank you, Christine, and thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks, actually, to experience it firsthand. And we'll just definitely have to do other shows here to speak about Peru and all the other things you're working on. So to be continued for sure.
Thanks, Gary. It's my pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. This is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. Until next time, namaste.